your measurements. No one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
The Capital One Saver Card presents the invention of the takeout container.
Oh, darling, I've done it. With this folded paper box, we can now easily take out food from a restaurant.
It's genius.
So what do you fancy for supper?
I picked last time.
No, I picked last time.
There was a time when takeout was once the next big thing in food. Now it's the Capital One Saver Card. Earn 3% cash back on dining, 2% on groceries, and 1% on all other purchases.
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank, USANA.
Hi, I'm John, the new owner of the Butcher's Block in Anderson. We've made a ton of changes to the way we serve you. The best meals are always farm to table, and that's what we do. Only the freshest ingredients from local produce. Literally a guy that has a farm stands. I know your day can be hectic, so we can take care of dinner for you with our pre-prepared meals are fresh and never frozen. Lots to choose from, including lasagna, chicken cordon bleu, stuffed flounder, chicken pot pie, and more. Ask about our pre-prepared packages like our picnic package with 4 half-pound burgers like no other. Our burgers are ground chuck, single grind, with filet mignon and ribeye fat only. You'll never taste another burger like this. If you haven't tried our meat and three, you have no idea what you're missing. The same fresh meat and produce with bread, dessert, and a drink included. If the meat and three is not your thing, we have a full deli menu with salads and our new chicken finger basket with fresh hand-cut french fries. Come see us at the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street, Anderson.
To the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Hey, ESPN's, I just saw this in SEC football news. ESPN's Booger McFarland thinks South Carolina can challenge Georgia in the SECs. Well, I mean, my first thought is Booger McFarland ever had anything right? Because I don't think he has. But in terms of this 1 year, yeah, I think it's conceivable. Because I think Georgia is going to come back ever so slightly, and South Carolina gets them at home early in the year, and South Carolina's schedule is very favorable. If South Carolina could win that game against Georgia at home, they would have a real shot to win that division. On a one-year basis, it's not inconceivable. Let me get to our friend T-Bird on the Northland Communication phone lines. T-Bird!
What's going on, Walter?
Welcome back, T-Bird.
Thank you, sir. You know, what a great name for a defensive tackle. A big, nasty, named Booger. You know, how much funner can it get? But unfortunately, that's where the accolades end for Booger McFarland. He's about as dumb as a Booger. Okay, anyway, I wonder why he didn't predict LSU to come up and challenge Alabama.
Yeah.
They've got a better team talent-wise than South Carolina does, but we don't know what the hell.
Yeah, Booger McFarland's predictions over time have not been very accurate.
You think?
Yeah.
If Georgia should lose to South Carolina, that would be the biggest lynching down there you've ever seen. What the coach is saying, Kirby Smart.
Yeah. Well, Georgia lost a lot to the draft, a lot of high-quality players. And the thing is, that's an early season game. So, you know, they're still going to be trying to figure things out a little bit when they go to South Carolina. I think it's the second game of the year.
Yeah, I understand all that. But South Carolina still got Jake Pinto, a quarterback. I don't call him Bentley because Bentley's a fine car, and Pinto just, well, that's just something to do till you can get you another Cadillac. But what I want to know is, I don't understand these pro athletes, whether the NBA or NFL or MLB or whatever. You got a guy making $2 and $3 million a year. He's making $800,000. He said, man, I won't be traded. They don't respect me. If you write me a check for $2 million a year, you're respecting the hell out of me. I love it. Phillip Rivers is the smartest pro football player that ever has been. Not Phillip Rivers, Whitehurst, Charlie Whitehurst. Sat out there on the bench behind Phillip Rivers for, 5 or 6, 7 years, never got hit, never got hurt. Hardest thing he had to do was signal in a play, drew a big check, big signing bonus, and he got traded. Now he got to play football.
Yeah, you know, there's something to that. You don't worry about concussions or anything.
No. And how much money does a man need?
Yeah, exactly right.
$1 million a year when I'm 24 years old, I guarantee you won't see my ass again because I'll be on the golf course. I'll hire somebody to cut my grass. I just don't understand. Maybe there's somebody smarter than me can explain to me. That's why I called you.
By the way, T-Bird, I may have an answer to that grass cutting. You'll be hearing about it in the near future. I saw the most amazing thing the other day up at Easley Lawn and Garden.
They have concrete 4 inches deep.
They have an auto cutter. It cuts the grass by itself. It's the greatest thing ever. Wait till I tell people about that in the next few days of the show. Yeah, they have this machine. I'm telling you, it's way over my pay grade, but I mean, it's the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
Well, I'll tell you what, if that's the best thing in the world, I guess I've got the next best thing. I got a Kubota 6 5-foot C-turn. And it's way over my pay grade, too. But folks in Greenwood, good enough to live, have a $29.95 a month for 500 years, and I live.
for 500 years.
Yeah, they look after poor folks.
Thank you.
But anyway, I just wonder why these players making all the money got to complain about playing time. I don't understand
it. Yeah, no, it's a good
point. Show me the money, baby. Show me the money.
Good point.
All right, Walt. Enjoy it.
Thanks, T-Bird. Same here. Dexter asks, is that the trucker from Smokey and the Bandit?
He does sound like
you think he sounds like Jerry Reed.
Yeah, he is a trucker too.
He is. But let me tell you, T-Bird is a sharp guy. Very, very sharp. Very witty, very sharp. Let me tell you about Crude LED. You know, and I've got to get to a couple of these texts as well. Big Bad Bob, hang on 1 second. I'm coming to you. Look, is there a business out there that doesn't like to save a little money where they can? At Crude LED, they partner with Duke Power to do just that. Simple. All you have to do is take your Duke Power bill to Crude LED, and they'll figure out what your business needs. And get this, they'll rebate your purchase. That's right. Whether you need LED tube lights, LED high bay fixture, parking pole light fixtures, 6-inch downlights, Crude LED will pass on the Duke Power rebate up front to you with verification of your business Duke Power bill. So look, if you're an electrician or a contractor, you need to get to Crude LED. Almost everyone in the whole greater Anderson area has already figured this out. The pricing is unbelievable. You're getting upfront rebates with verification of your Duke Power bill because Crude has partnered with Duke. I mean, and I went to Crude LED. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I saw things that were just unbelievable. So if you're an electrician or a contractor, you're doing work in parking lots or industrial complexes, Crude has everything to retrofit. everything, whether it's LED tube lights, which, by the way, they can throw on the floor now and not break. LED high bay fixtures, $69 after rebate. Parking lot light fixtures, $59 after rebate. Floor lights, wall pack lights, all lights UL certified. It's just, it's an amazing company. It's an amazing concept. And the lighting quality is, you know, I hate to use this cliche, but it is like night and day. And I wish you could see this photo I have in my hand, but it's of a Dairy Queen that previously had conventional lighting and now is employing crude LED lighting. And it's so dramatically enhances their business. If you're an electrician or a contractor, do yourself a favor. Call this number or go see Ish and the Gang at Crute LED. That's KRUTLED.com. They're at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, right next to J. Peters. 864-401-8506. 864-401-8506. 401-8506. Tell them I sent you. You will thank me later. I don't know where this show's going either. Big Bad Bob.
Hey, Walt, what did you say about the par fives with Tiger Woods about 3 o'clock or 3:15? You said that he doesn't do well in par fives.
Well, look,
anymore.
I've said this for a number of years now. You know, his calling card used to be that he totally dominated the par five. So when he played Augusta, he had an enormous inherent advantage because of his command of the par fives. Now he has no dominance of the par fives. In fact, he gets dominated on the par fives, and that's why he's never winning. I mean, that's one of the reasons.
Well, listen, the NBC Sports, this is a little blurb here. He shot a 73 today, and of course, Jordan Spieth is tied for the lead now, 14-4. So he'll blow it, though, with his putting pressure. But they said about Tiger Woods, he shot the 73. They said, this is NBC Sports. Once unthinkable, the par five proves to be Woods' kryptonite, playing four holes and even par. He smoked shots on number 2 and 8, which are par fives, but failed to make birdie, then drove it right, which is in the woods, on number 13 and 15.
How many years have I been saying this about the par fives and Tiger Woods, Ramona? How many years?
He drove it, you know, he became less aggressive, so he's having his par fives no more. But, so you're right about golf, football, everything. But what about the, I don't like Alabama. By the way, I'm digging up my yard. The yard people planted an Alabama hat, and I found it. In my back, gave me bad luck. But what about the LeBron James thing? Did you see where Saban caved? And did you see that?
No, I did not see where he caved.
He's changed it to Bama Cuts.
Oh, is that right?
Something like that instead of Bama Barbershop or whatever LeBron was going to sue him or something.
You know,
like
the
that.
Whole thing is childish to me. I mean, I think it's absurd to suggest that LeBron James owns the barbershop concept. I think Alabama should have stuck to it, but you know, it's probably not a big
like
enough deal for Alabama to want to get involved in.
I know, but I wrote LeBron James and said, "If you ever." I know he didn't do this, but I wrote him about Andy Griffin's show.
Yeah.
The Barbershop.
Yeah, somebody said that yesterday.
It was all about the Barbershop.
Yeah, those people should sue LeBron.
Yeah, that's what I said, and he blocked me. I mean, well, LeBron James doesn't block
me. LeBron James blocked you?
He sent me a tennis shoe ad.
Really?
So, yeah, really? He blocked me. I mean, LeBron James says you're blocked.
He blocked you. He blocked you because you suggested. He blocked you.
I didn't think. Yeah, I wrote that, but I would assume that somebody else reads
here
these
I am.
Things.
Yes, it's me.
You know, I mean, I don't know who it was, but I said that's exactly what I said. Andy Griffith should show the producers should sue you.
Well, I love
yeah,
it.
Evidently, he takes this stuff seriously.
Here I am,
a kid or so. Anyway,
yes, it's me.
But anyway, it looks like we've got, I think,
Spieth
tied with Heinrich Stendrick or whatever his name is, who did well last year. I don't even remember his name. Stendrick. I can't. What's that guy's name that's playing football you tried to pronounce? It's an NFL draft you read off a name the other day that had about 10 syllables in it?
Oh, that was Vita Vea. Those were his other names, his birth names.
Okay. Well, anyway, you hit the nail on the head, but do you think Spieth will make it through four?
I don't know. He's already played better than I thought he would. I'm not a Spieth guy, so. But he's
pretty. He should be scoring good today, anyway, and tomorrow.
Well, he's at the top of the leaderboard, so he keeps playing like that, Bob. Yep. You'll have to go bring that. Bring that bad luck Alabama plant hat and plant it in his yard.
That's what I'm going to do. I can't believe my yard people did that. I gave them South Carolina hats 1 year, and Spurrier quit that same year, so they blame me for that. I gave them South Carolina hats when they were doing well, so they're South Carolina fans. And anyway, enjoy the show, Walt.
Thank you, Bob.
Keep that NFL stuff going.
Thank you, Bob.
On.
Find out what
it.
The Browns are doing.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob. Bob is a connection. Some guy in Texas.
What?
Some guy in Texas, connection on the Browns.
Okay, a guy in Texas is a connection for somebody in Cleveland.
I guess.
Hey, they're everywhere.
Yeah,
Bob's been everywhere.
That's exactly right. Vic writes, wasn't the sports barbershop debate in that old Eddie Murphy movie Coming to America in the early 90s when they discussed the best? Yeah. When they discuss the best boxers of all time. Yeah, look, the barbershop.
The barbershop ideas
existed for a million years. But LeBron James thinks he has ownership of it. And apparently, according to Bob, I haven't seen this, but apparently Alabama has backed down.
Nick Saban's a lot littler than LeBron.
Well, no, I don't think that's it. I think that my guess is that Nick Saban can't be bothered with any of this nonsense, and it may be that the people above...
Yeah, he's probably like that.
That the hierarchy in Alabama just said... Gerald just wrote Road Rage with Big Bad Bob featuring Depp Tula's Rage. Bob was on a roll.
He
didn't hear me at all.
He was on a roll.
So I just let him go. I thought I'd talk to you for a while.
You did. I was trying to talk. I was just laughing too hard.
All right, here's what we'll do. We'll take a quick break. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627. Walt Diptula Road Rage. We'll be right back.
The only thing better than playing golf is playing an attorney for a great cause. The 2018 golf tournament to benefit New Foundations Home for Children is May 10th at Cobbs Glen. This Captain's Choice tournament starts at 1 p.m. with registration and lunch at 11:30. Get your four-person team together or consider a sponsorship package to play and benefit your company. For registration or sponsorship packages, call Chris at 864-260-4705 or log on to newfoundationschildren.com.
There's no better bacon, egg, and cheese than Bojangles Bacon, Egg, and Cheese Biscuit. Try one today for just $1.99 for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
CMH Services is South Carolina's source for new Crown and Unicarriers forklifts, used forklifts, and forklift parts, service, and rentals. CMH offers a complete line of material handling solutions for every application. CMH is dedicated to providing their customers the equipment, knowledge, and support they need to make every operation a total success. Locally owned since 1968. Call 800-922-9569 to find out more or go online cmhservices.net. That's cmhservices.net.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
This is Jared Burton on behalf of Burton Properties. My family owns and manages over 800 one- and two-bedroom apartments in the Clemson area. With safe and comfortable living, along with a friendly staff, Burton Properties can accommodate your apartment needs. You can visit the website at clemsonapartments.com or call one of our office numbers at either 653-7717 or 654-1130. Once again, that's Burton Properties, your friendly apartment leader in the Clemson area.
I'm Daniel Weber. I'm a fourth-generation Clemson graduate, and I'd like to talk with you about your insurance needs. I represent a State Farm in the heart of Clemson, and I welcome an opportunity to serve you. Like my father, my grandfather, and my great-grandfather, service to customers and pride in Clemson runs deep in our family. As you grow your family or look to make their lives more secure, call me at 722-9083. I'm State Farm agent Daniel Weber, and we're here to help life go right.
My name is Paul. I'm 53 years old. I am working now as a cosmetic and family dentist. Before I started the health dare, I had had two hip replacements in the last 7 years of my life. I developed a kind of chronic condition. I was carrying too much extra weight. I heard about the health dare on the radio, and there was not a program other than the health dare that I thought that, you know, when you finish the program, it's going to leave you with something solid. I went in and talked to the health dare coach. I wanted to make sure that, you know, years later, I could still look back and say, hey, I did the right thing. What has surprised me the most about the health dare is how easy it is. My goal just about doubled from what I had originally planned to where I ended up just 90 days later. Yes, I have come off medications. I don't take blood pressure medicine and I don't take cholesterol medicine anymore. And I'm sleeping better. It's my attitude. My wife has noticed it. My daughter has noticed it. You feel good about it. And you gain some energy back. You gain your health back. And you gain your life back. And the health care did that for me.
Book your initial consultation today by going to idaregreenville.com. That's idaregreenville.com.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Dipchula, Road Rage, we're WCCP, 105.5 The Roar, from Masters Champion hitting five straight balls in the water. I've never even hit five straight balls in the water.
Who did that?
Sergio Garcia. Are you paying attention today?
You know, I am.
There were two players to knock five straight balls into the water.
I don't know. That was earlier. That, you know, it's 6:30.
Sergio Garcia. What a beautiful thing. I'm actually watching some of that right now. That's priceless.
So that's who they keep showing? I didn't know that was him.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Ramona, why don't you give me a Hendrick Honda Easley Masters leaderboard update.
Spieth is first. He's minus five. He's at hole 15.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
And Finney, what is his name?
Yeah,
you know, answer me. He's minus four. He's finished. And Stenson is minus three. He's finished.
Stenson, I had.
Yeah, Hoffman is minus three. He's finished.
Hoffman, somebody had a call yesterday.
Charlie Hoffman, he's finished. He's minus three. Adam Hadwin, he's minus three. He's finished. Patrick Reed, minus three. He's finished. And then this Japanese guy or China.
Chinese guy?
It's actually China because it's a Chinese flag.
Okay.
And the Japanese flag is white with a circle.
Okay, so Chinese guy is next.
Yeah, he's minus three. He's finished. And then Matt Kuchar.
Can you make some attempt at his name? Matt Kuchar, the Georgia Tech product?
Hey, a tongue.
Yeah, that's it.
Every time I ask you that's right, you just stare at me.
Matt Kuchar is at what score?
Yeah, he's minus three. He's at hole 17.
He never wins.
And McIlroy is minus three. He's at hole
17. McIlroy minus three. Oh, you were holding on to me. Who picked McElroy to win? Oh, your humble road rage servant. So my guy McElroy is minus three,
which is not the winning score. The winning
score
is
not the winning score today. Today is day one of the term. Let me explain to you, Rona, the premise of how the Masters works. There's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
I know that. You asked me to do the leaderboard, and that's what I'm doing.
Is McElroy finished?
No, he's at hole 16. If you would listen, you would listen instead of going on and on about your guy.
Yeah, between you and Big Bad Bob, if I would listen.
Oh, we should record during the break when I'm trying to get your attention and you're not listening. Hey, don't even go there.
All right, let me get back to Mr. Harrison's list here. And this is the 51 number one draft picks ranked in the modern draft era. 26 was Andrew Luck. And again,
I suppose that was for me. I'm still not going to write all that.
Yeah. 26 was Andrew Luck. And we still don't know whether Luck will play again. You know, the thing with Luck in terms of evaluating what he's done thus far, because there is a large faction who believed that Andrew Luck was the second coming, who don't want to admit that Luck has not been anything close to what he is, what he was alleged to be. And that is that, you know, yes, he won the division. He won the division when, I think they had three consecutive 11-5 type seasons. They won the division when the division was the worst in the history of football, factually, the worst in the history of football. When the other teams in the division were just abominations and none of them had a quarterback. The truth, though, about Luck is even then, his record outside that division was 500. And he has been a turnover machine ever since he got to the league. And everyone wants to blame it on the offensive line, but it's been that Luck has held the ball too long. He's held the ball too long. So, again, I don't know if he's... Indy thinks he's coming back. We'll see. I mean, if he comes back, he's going to need to be a lot better than he was, because that division in his absence has gotten a lot better. And now all the teams in that division have quarterbacks. You know, so we'll see. I think that, now the one thing I will say is, you know, if you actually go look back at Indy's games from a year ago, they weren't as bad as the overall season result would suggest. They actually were in a lot of close games. 25, Mario Williams, defensive end. says much debate came with Mario Williams going ahead of Reggie Bush. Reggie Bush was a fourth round draft pick, as we told you all along. 24, Vinny Testaverde. Wow. Vinny Testaverde is another human turnover machine.
Is that a dead turkey?
What'd you say?
I'm looking at the text line. Somebody sent a picture of a dead turkey.
A dead turkey?
It says, try to tell Zach Orr I got a birdie and so will Spieth. And it's a picture of a dead turkey next to a shotgun.
Vinny Testaverde not only played until he was 44, he threw for 46,000 yards and 275 touchdowns. And it says, wow. Yeah, but what they don't tell us there is how many interceptions he threw, because they think he threw like 275 of those too. Testaverde was another turnover machine. 23, Irving Fryer. The legendary Nebraska product. He's too high on this list. He should be lower. Irving Fryer. I mean, Irving Fryer had a decent NFL career, I guess. He had 851 catches, 85 touchdowns. That's more than I would have thought. 22, George Rogers makes the list. The South Carolina product. It says you won't find too many number one overall picks who paid more immediate dividends than Rodgers, who led the NFL in rushing with a whopping 674 yards as a rookie. Rodgers ran for 1,000 yards twice for the Saints and twice for the Redskins, even won a Super Bowl ring with Washington in his final season. Oh, and Rodgers' rookie rushing total is still second all time. Yeah, he had an amazing season as a rookie, and he was a talented guy. 21, Alex Smith, the new Washington Redskins quarterback. 20, Carson Palmer. And now we're in the top 20, according to Elliot Harrison. So, in other words, these are the best draft, number one draft picks of the modern draft era, according to Elliot Harrison. Again, I think a lot of this list has been completely out of order, and some of it is really difficult to explain. But 20 is Carson Palmer. 19 is Jim Plunkett. Remember, Plunkett was originally drafted by the New England Patriots. In a great trivia question that's not addressed here, but was what college famous college combination went on to be an NFL combination with the New England Patriots? And it was Plunkett to Randy Vataha, who was his favorite target when Plunkett was at Stanford. Plunkett obviously had no success. He was number one pick, had no success in New England, and eventually bounced around to the Raiders, where he won Super Bowls. And, you know, and obviously had a very successful late career as the Raiders made a habit of reclamation projects. Number 18 is Bubba Smith. That does not seem high enough for Bubba Smith. Bubba Smith was an incredible player. Says Bubba Smith was a monster to play against when healthy, a better athlete than almost anyone he lined up against. Smith was a major force on the Colts Super Bowl teams in 68 and 70. Unfortunately, knee problems limited his long-term effectiveness. Otherwise, he'd be higher on this list. He should still be higher on the list. Bubba Smith at 18 is too low. Steve Barkowski's at 17. I'm sorry. You can't have Steve Barkowski above Bubba Smith. I'm sorry, Falcon fans. That's just wrong. Steve Barkowski can't be above Bubba Smith. Barkowski played 11 seasons, taking the Falcons to the playoffs three times. Finest season came in 1980 when he led the NFL with 31 TD passes. Number 16, Drew Bledsoe. Does anyone remember Drew Bledsoe? You know, Tom Brady is so erased, evaporated, eviscerated the memory of Drew Bledsoe that people scarcely remember he exists. Despite being largely known as the man replaced by Tom Brady, that's what his first set it says, Drew Bledsoe should be remembered for being a fine passer in the 90s. He was. Drew Bledsoe was a good player. In fact, Bledsoe led the NFL with 4,555 yards in only his second season. Also led New England to Super Bowl 31. Now, I would say it was Bill Parcells who led them to that Super Bowl, but, you know, who's to say? Number 15, and I'll take exception to this. It's too low. Too low. He has a short career, but it's still too low. Number 15 is Billy Sims. Billy Sims is an unbelievable running back out of Hooks, Texas. Carolina D says Bubba Smith was great, also great in Police Academy. Yes, not to mention he was great in all those Miller Lite commercials. The greatest commercials ever made were made with Bubba Smith and a bunch of guys from that era in the Miller Lite commercials. Go look them up. It says Billy Sims, another first overall pick whose career was derailed by a knee injury. Yep, just like Gil Sayers. Billy Sims was simply brilliant in 4.5 years with the Lions. He rushed for 1,303 yards as a rookie, followed that up with 1,437 the next season. He was explosive and shifty. He was also a great leaper. He jumped over guys. He was on his way to easily topping 1,000 yards in 84 when disaster struck in week 8 against the Vikings, tore up his knee on the Metrodome turf, and would never play again. Yeah, it was truly sad. Because Billy Sims is one of the most spectacular runners the game has ever seen, ever. Number 14, Cam Newton. 14? You know, the problem with Cam Newton is he's up, down, he's all around. You know, he's a hard guy to evaluate. If you evaluate him in the year, a couple of seasons back when he won the MVP, I mean, he looked like a guy who was coming of age and was about to become the dominant force in the National Football League. Since then, he's regressed. Some of it has been a lack of weapons, and some of it has been his own doing. Someone asked me about this guy earlier on the text line and wanted me to comment on him as well, so I'll comment on him now. 13 is Matthew Stafford. It says, while it admittedly was not fun for me, Matthew Stafford leapfrogs another Lions great on the list in Billy Sims. That's because the latter's career was cut short by injury. Matthew Stafford, not in Billy Sims' universe. I apologize. He just isn't. And you know, the texter brought up a point that's not listed in this explanation of Matthew Stafford. And he brought up his record against teams with 500 records. And again, he didn't recite or point out what it was, and I can't remember specifically off the top of my head, but Matthew Stafford has a career mark against winning teams of something like 5-50. Like 5-50. Now, look, I realize he hasn't always had a great running game. I get that. But I'm sorry. When people make you the highest paid player in football, your one loss record against like teams can't be 5-50. And it is something like that. I don't know the exact number anymore off the top of my head because, you know, it's a stat I picked up early in the season. I don't know how it was added to during the course of the year, although I can imagine. He just never beats teams that are similar. He never beats teams with winning records. And the big part of the reason why has been he's been a turnover machine. But again, you know, you made a guy the highest paid guy in the sport whose record against winning teams is like 5-50. Like 5-50. I mean, think about the absurdity of that. I mean, it's as bad as it can possibly get. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Look, for almost 90 years, George Coleman Ford's been doing things the right way, treating people the right way. That's why they keep winning these President's Awards every year that Ford doles them out based on your suggestions. Those are consumer survey based. But if you go to any of the review sites, you'll find that George Coleman Ford's ratings on all those sites are virtually perfect. And that's who they are. It's who they've been for 90 years. It's the people who make the difference. It's a service manager in Kurt Shockley who's been there 23 years. His wife has taught first grade in that community for 33 years. They know their customers by name. They know who they are. They know whether they want coffee or whether they want popcorn or whatever they want while they wait while their vehicle is being worked on. And that's something you don't get in that industry. When you go to George Coleman Ford, chances are that if you deal with a salesperson, chances are that when you're ready to buy your next vehicle 6, 7, 8 years down the road, that the same salesperson is going to be there. Cars cost less than travelers rest. There are never any dealer fees, never any service fees. That's George Coleman Ford. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Texter just wrote me, said, well, he's 5-49. I'm a diehard Lion fan, but not a Stafford guy. Okay. You know, I guessed it was 5-50. He's 5-49 against teams with winning records. Now, he's worth $150 million? I'm sorry, I thought the idea was to win. I thought the idea was to win. Walt Tip to the Road Rage. Quick break.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for 5 consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
Get Macy's lowest prices of the season on specials, or take an extra 10 to 20% off with your Macy's card or savings pass. Get a Famous Maker bath towel for just $4.99. Kitchen appliances from Bella and Black & Decker, $8.99 after $10 mail-in rebate. Tag and Travel Select luggage sets, 70% off. And men's Technicolor suits from Kenneth Cole Reaction are just $99.99. Right now at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Extra savings excludes specials.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious. LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/sports. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/sports. That's lightstream.com/sports. Lightstream.com/sports.
Subject to credit approval, rates include 0.5% auto pay discount, available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
You are an individual born to wander, to create, to explore, to dream. You can't be tamed or confined. Wrangler jeans are made to move with you, sharing in your daring imagination and passion for wonder. Discover your next adventure with Wrangler and explore our new fashion collection, Wonder West by Boot Barn. Where will your boots take you?
You've dreamed of designing your one-of-a-kind pool. Now you can at Aqua Pool Care in Anderson. Right before your eyes, beautiful cascading waterfalls, elegant spillover spas, and unique water fountains come to life with their 3D virtual computer system. And when it's complete, let Aqua Pool Care maintain your pool so you can enjoy your masterpiece. Unlimited pool possibilities with Aqua Pool Care. Call them at 508-1885 or online at aquapoolcarellc.com and make your dreams come true.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer, only at urbannirvana.com.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Zepsula Road Rage, we're at WCCB 105.5 The Roar. Maybe this was a plan. This is hysterical. During pregame festivities at Twins home opener, an eagle was launched that was supposed to land on the mound, but instead stuck its talons into the right shoulder of Mariners starting pitcher, James Paxton.
Oh my gosh, that must have hurt.
That is too funny. The eagle went nuts and landed on Paxton's shoulder. The handler had to rush out and retrieve it. You have to wonder. You have to wonder a little. Hey, that's one way to win, Minnesota.
That's true.
That's one way to win. Yeah. Bring your eagle out to attack the other team's starting pitcher before the game. I gotta admit, I've never seen that before. That's something I haven't seen. Hey, by the way, Monroe, speaking of something we haven't seen or heard before, also, Big Bad Bob wants it known that he picked Sergio Garcia to finish second. And on the one hole, he had the highest score ever recorded the Masters. People have been asking for this, and I've been meaning to play it. I've been telling you I would play it, so I'm going to play it now. I still want to get to the end of that list, but this is the Packer backer call regarding Moises Alou. It's sort of like a two-parter. This was totally unplanned. Totally out of the blue. It's a little bit of a real life Abbott and Costello. I still think the funniest. I'm not reading that, Texter. I still think it's the funniest call in like sports talk history. Rabona, hit it.
Hackerbacker.
Look here.
Yeah.
The report I have of that Pedro gonna be out for about 2 months, huh?
Pedro? Who's Pedro? You mean Pedro?
Pedro Martinez.
There's Pedro. No Pedro Martinez. Well, there's Pedro.
You got an old man out there that lets Pedro Mazio Luna.
No, Moises Alou isn't even playing right now.
What? What's your problem?
No,
my mind and lose going disability.
And what did you call him? What did he call him? What did you call him? What are you going to assassinate the names of all my New York Mets?
You got a Lou. He's drawing conversation.
What's his first name?
I think it's Matty. Wait a minute. Not
Matty Alou. Matty Alou. Matty Alou played for the Pirates back in the 60s.
Well, I'm getting confused with these Alou boys and a whole bunch of them boys.
Yeah, Philippe, it isn't Philippe Alou either.
No, Philippe Alou dead, ain't it?
So what's his name?
I've got that boy's name. He's about 40 years old.
Yeah, yeah. His name is Moises.
Moises, that's right, Moises Alou. But look at
not Moises. Moises. Not Moises, Moises.
Moises.
No! Moises!
Well, let's just move on to something. Let's get out there. You got yourself going, Moises.
Hackerbacker.
Tom Flavin hit the gym the other night.
Yeah.
And what? His ERA is 0.79.
Yeah, and what good did it do him?
Yeah, but look, it's 150-some games left.
Yeah, I know.
And look, that pitching, you hold up. Like the engine don't come around.
Yeah,
it's,
look,
it's cold.
Honestly, look, when you're throwing 74 miles an hour, you may fool them for a little while, but it's not going to last. I got to tell you. Not going to last, my friend.
The only thing that Tom Glavin needed was a change of scenery. The New York life's just not
He's 42 years old. He's not even using the Grecian formula anymore. He's just going with the straight gray look. He looks like Bob Barker. Yeah, I'll take Yoan Santana.
I ain't that big a fool.
But wait a minute. What's his first name?
Yoan Santana.
Okay. All right. I thought.
Now, look, that boy, that kid's a great player.
Yeah.
He's the number one.
Yeah.
I'm not taking him no time. I love Tom Glavin.
Yeah.
But I'm not taking Yoan to get him, man. Yoan, what's the matter with you?
Hey, what's Alou's first name?
Who?
Alou.
Moses Alou.
No, it's not Maze. It's not Moisey.
What is it? Moisey.
Moises.
Moses Alou. But where he at right
Moises.
Now?
Moises.
What?
His name is Moises.
Moises. Listen here.
You listen here. Moises. Say it slowly. Moises.
Moisey.
No. Moises.
The last of the Mohicans.
You tell him, Ramona. Tell him how to say it. Please tell him how to say it.
Moises.
No! Moises. It's not Moises.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. That is a real call.
He knew I was in trouble. Uh-oh.
I mean, how many years ago is that?
I don't know. When's the last time Tom Glavin pitched?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's too impossible to believe. But yeah, that actually happened unrehearsed. You know, Packerbacker, he's a big Tar Heel fan. And anytime I said something bad about, he's a Green Bay Packer fan, obviously. Anytime I said something like bad about one of his teams, Texas says, "Walt, yeah, my 5-year-old absolutely rolling on the floor. Thank you. Anytime I said something bad, by the way, I still have that. I have it on my playlist. I'll play it every once in a while. It's still as funny now as ever. Steven from Salem says, "Call back, Packerbacker. We miss you." You know, when I would say something that like really ticked him off, he would call me at home, and on two different occasions, he called and people hear him there, but he could talk like a million miles a minute. And on two different occasions, he called, talked for 15 straight minutes. Dexter said, "I'm literally crying out loud, laughing at that." Thank you very much, Dexter. He would call for 15 minutes without stopping. I never said a word. And when he was done, he just hung up. He'd call for 15 minutes, go on and on a million miles an hour, and then he would just hang up and would never say a word. He just wanted to make his point known. Moisey Alou.
Say it slow. Moisey. Yeah.
Moises. No. Okay, the rest of Mr. Harrison's list, these then would be the 12 best number one picks. Kevin from Anderson says, long live Packer backer, long live Moisey Alou. It's a classic. It would never be repeated, I don't think. The top 12 guys, according to Harrison, who's been, this is a very, to say this is a suspect list is to be kind. Number 12, Eli Manning. This is not wanting to play for San Diego. Manning was part of the draft day trade. Oh, you know, I want to get to something else too. How much time do I have? We may have to stay. 11 is Ed Too Tall Jones. You know, Ed Too Tall Jones is a good player. He's not. Ed Too Tall Jones was not as good as Bubba Smith. I'm sorry. And I don't think you can put him ahead of Eli Manning either. Number 10 is Orlando Pace. Okay, I have no issues with Orlando Pace. He should probably be higher. Number 9 is Leroy Selman. He should definitely be higher. Leroy Selman is the greatest college defensive player I've ever seen. Number 8 is Ron Yeary, the offensive tackle out of the Minnesota Vikings. Number 7 is Earl Campbell. Now it's pretty strong at this point, though. I have to admit, upward mobility, once you get to this point of the list, these are pretty good players. Number 7 is Earl Campbell. Number 6 is O.J. Simpson. Now, I don't remember the 5 in front of him, but I got a hard time believing you could put 5 in front of O.J. Simpson. Unless you're in a driveway. 5 is Troy Aikman. Aikman better than Simpson and Campbell? No. No. 4, Terry Bradshaw. No. No. Mm-mm. 3, John Elway. I'm okay with that. 2, Bruce Smith. Okay with that. 1, Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning 1 over John Elway. No, I'm not okay with that. I would have Elway 1 on that list. And then I have to think about 2 or 3, but I'd have Elway 1 on that list. The other thing is this. You know, we have the NFL draft coming up in 3 weeks now. It's exactly 3 weeks. And people are talking about how this draft compares historically to some of the other drafts. And, you know, specifically, there's been some discussion of the 1983 draft. The 1983 draft produced 3 Hall of Fame quarterbacks in the first round. It was an incredible draft. And it wasn't just the quarterbacks. In 1983, the number one pick of the draft was the aforementioned John Elway, who obviously went on to lead his team to Super Bowls and to a Hall of Fame. The second pick in the draft was Eric Dickerson, also a Hall of Famer, one of the greatest running backs ever lived. The third pick of the draft was Kurt Warner, who was a tremendous running back in Seattle. Tremendous running back. Look up Kurt Warner's career rushing yards for me, Ramona. He's got to be over 10 grand. Jay says there's obviously a long way to go, but Spieth is running away. So what would it take for you to begin to respect him as an all-time goal? He's not running away. There is a long way to go. Let's see if he's still leading by the end of tomorrow, Jay, all right, before we get carried away. I'm not going to deal in the hypothetical because, you know.
What did you say it would have been?
Where's my boy, Rory McIlroy?
He's minus 3. He finished at minus 3.
Okay, look, I still think Rory McIlroy is going to win. That's who I picked. So there's my answer, Jay. 4 is Kurt Warner. I wanted Kurt Warner.
Okay, what?
Career rushing yards. Yeah, okay. Career rushing yards.
Okay, hang on.
4 was Chris Hinton of the Denver Broncos. 5 was Billy Ray Smith, who was a decent player. Six was Jim Covert, who was a good offensive lineman with the Bears. Seven was Todd Blackledge.
You're talking about this 32,344?
No, there's no 32,000. If so, Emmitt Smith would be very unhappy because he'd be trailing by 14,000. The number should be, I would think, like 10 grand. Number eight, Philadelphia, Michael Haddix, who nobody remembers. Number nine, Bruce Matthews, one of the all-time great offensive linemen. You know, think about the Hall of Famers out of this draft. Elway, Dickerson, Matthews. Number 10 was Terry Kinnard. Number 14 was Jim Kelly, who went on to obviously make the Hall of Fame and lead his team to four Super Bowls and is now once again facing the challenge of battling the throat cancer. I'm confident that he'll overcome it again. You know, we had Jim Kelly on the show. Do you remember that, Ramona?
Yes, I do.
And I think he was fighting the condition at that time. One of the other quarterbacks taken in the draft was Kenny O'Brien. Obviously, Dan Marino with the 27th pick, Hall of Famer. And Darryl Green, who I forgot about. Darryl Green was taken with the 28th pick. Another Hall of Famer. I mean, what an incredible round one of the draft. And that's the draft that some are comparing this one to. And that's all there was. At that time, there were 28 picks in round one. Texas says, you better not tell Ramona Kurt Warner, the quarterback. I just thought that. That's who you looked up, isn't it, Rona?
I got Kurt Warner.
You looked up Kurt Warner, the quarterback, didn't you?
I don't know. I just got Kurt Warner. Now he's 46. I'm assuming that he's a quarterback now.
Didn't even dawn on me. Texters have it. You looked up Kurt Warner, the quarterback. I want Kurt with a C, Warner, the running back who played in Seattle. Okay. Grief. There's that guy. But you think about Hall of Famers out of one draft, and there are people talking that, you know, that this draft from a quarterback perspective could wind up rivaling that. And this draft may have its Eric Dickerson.
His total yards is 6,000.
It will have Saquon Barkley. How many did Warner have?
6,844. That says what his.
So he had 7,000. I thought he had a little more than that.
Kurt with a C.
Yeah, Kurt Warner, with a C. Warner.
He's 57 now. It says he went to Penn State.
Yeah, he went to Penn State.
Well, that's the right
dude. That's the right.
Well, now he has. They have CAR. What is that? Carries.
Yes.
Okay.
Fred on my Twitter feed says the Packerbacker call from the pass had him rolling off the bed. Laugh. LMAO. Classic. It was. You can't replicate that. One of the great all time calls in the history of sports talk radio. I guess that we're basically done here. So here's what we'll do. A lot of things on the abbreviated agenda tomorrow. I will be in tomorrow. It will be an abbreviated edition of the show. It will be till 4:30. So we'll talk some college football perhaps tomorrow and perhaps some more specifics of the upcoming draft. I'll see you then. Walt Tip Tiller Road Rage.